You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Journalist Chuck Nevius went from covering high school sports in Colorado Springs to landing a dream job in 1980, covering the Oakland Raiders for the San Francisco Chronicle. That launched a four-decade career in sports and later political journalism. Chuck became one of the Bay Area's most recognized columnists. After retiring last year, he decided to share his experience in a one-man show called Oakland Raiders, True Crime, and Coming of Age in San Francisco. Chuck Nevius visited KALW to talk about jumping from the news page to the stage.
I have a very unusual path to get into journalism. Young people come up to me and say, I want to get into journalism. How'd you do it? And I said, well, don't do it like I did. I was an English major and I was a school teacher. I taught English a year of high school and 3 years of middle school. I coached the seventh grade basketball team. I ran the drama club. And this, one of the social studies teachers said that he had gotten a part-time job covering high school football games for the Colorado Springs Sun. That's where I was teaching, Colorado Springs, for $5 a story. And I thought, that sounds great, $5 a story. So he asked if I wanted to try it, and I did. And it was one of those things, I think, that you find things that you're kind of good at, you didn't know you were good at, that's kind of in your DNA a little bit. Out of the blue, our newspaper was sold to this great big publishing company from Oklahoma. And they brought in this guy, this is actually in my play, they brought in this guy who was a sports editor from Oklahoma, which I thought would be the dumbest thing ever. I mean, what is some guy from Oklahoma? And he turned out to be my mentor. He turned out to be the guy that really made a huge difference in my life and in my career and got me to out of high school sports and covering the Denver Broncos. And then from there, some of my friends got jobs in Los Angeles, and they said, send a resume out here. And I thought, if I'm going to do that, I may as well just send it up and down the West Coast. So I did, and the San Francisco Chronicle was looking for someone to cover the Raiders, and they got in touch with me, and in 1980, I came out here. I had done some stories. I covered 8 Olympic Games. I covered a lot of Super Bowls. I covered the World Series, just a list of things. So things happened during that time, and it's things that people are interested in. I was covering the 49ers, and our problem, when they would have a Monday night football game, our deadline was really tight. We had a very difficult time getting, you had to file something, and you wanted to go down and get some quotes before you filed. At that time, the elevator would be so crowded you couldn't do it, so you'd have to run down through the stands, cross the field, into the locker room, get an interview, and then run back up the stands, and sit down, you're puffing and puffing, and try to write something. So do you remember Bubba Paris? He was an offensive tackle for the 49ers, enormous guy, huge, well over 300 pounds. Very nice guy. We're going to interview him. And he was getting dressed, which is fine, except that he was wearing a three-piece suit, and he insisted on tying his tie and buttoning up his vest. He put his socks on. He tied. And I was like, Bubba, we really have to hurry. We really have to hurry here. And he said, just a minute. And I said it once too many times. I said, Bubba, we're really in a rush. And he said, okay, I warned you. And he got over and he grabbed my shoulder and my knee and he picked me up and hoisted me over his head like I was a barbell and held me up in the air and said, I told you I'd talk when I was dressed. And the PR guy came around the corner from the 49ers and I'm wearing a necktie. My little necktie is hanging straight down like a little plumb bob. And he goes, Bubba, down, put him down. So that was one of those moments that I thought, I bet that doesn't happen to everybody. At one point, someone from a real small theater in the Mission got in touch with me and said, do you ever tell like 15-minute stories about, you know, your experiences? And I said, yeah, I could probably do that. And I did it several times at different places, just little snippets. It would be nights when they'd have 4 or 5 people tell stories. And so I got a pretty good reaction. So I thought, well, I can do this. And then when I retired, I thought, I've got like 4 good stories. I'll just put those together and then I'll do a little tap dance, you know, in between. And that'll be an hour and that'll be a show. So that'll be great. So obviously it was not that easy. No one is ever going to walk up to you and say, you know what you should do? A one-man show. You're going to have to do it yourself. If you want to try it, It's up to you to commit to it and to do it. I got in touch with this terrific director who is really the top guy in San Francisco for one-man shows. Brian Copeland works with him, who's been very successful. His name is David Ford, and he had some misgivings about who I was and what I was doing, but I was able to have coffee with him and do a short scene for him, and he said, okay, we can do it. About a year in, we had a rehearsal, and the director, David Ford, said in so many words, this isn't working. And I felt like, I was so impatient. Again, I was naive. I thought, I'll just lash this together. I've talked in front of people before. I'll just get up and do this. And he kept slowing me down. Like, I kept saying, like, well, when are we going to actually, you know, do this? When is this gonna? And he'd say, we're not even close. We're not even close to being ready. And I kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And finally he said, as it stands now, this is not going to work. And I really kind of, A, panicked, and B, thought, well, what the heck was I spending all this time doing? And I actually talked to Brian Copeland, who's, you know, well known for his one-man shows. And I said, how convinced are you that David knows exactly what he's doing? He said, David knows exactly what he's doing. Listen to him, follow his instructions, and it's going to work out. And the next week I came back, I said, I felt like you were saying, he was like, no, this is just all part of the process. But there was a period when I thought, A, it's not going to work, and B, I've wasted my time, and we go back to, who do you think you are trying to do some show like this? I think every actor has those moments when they think, who do I think I am that people are going to come and listen to me talk about this stuff? As David Ford, my director, said, if you're not going to commit to it, you're wasting our time. And a year and a half later, none of the stories that I thought I was going to put in there are in this show. We've gone in a completely different direction. It was much more complicated and difficult than I thought it was, but also much more interesting. It's like that commercial, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. I'm not an actor, but I'm kind of pretending to be one. And it's fun. It's a view into just another world. And the writing was also a big part of it. You know, I didn't think of that. But I was surprised how quickly and easily that adapted. I sometimes say it's like writing a column with sound effects. You know, it's like you're writing a column, but you're also telling the column. In the conclusion, in the end, there's kind of a poignant part where you get an opportunity to call back to all these people we've met as the play goes on. That felt like me. So once we got to that, I felt like, this is a good story. I think people will like it. It's just up to me to tell it right.
You can catch Chuck Nevious in his one-man show, The Oakland Raiders, True Crime, and Coming of Age in San Francisco until December 15th. That's at the Marsh Theater in San Francisco. And you can keep up with events like that and more by subscribing to the Cross Currents weekly newsletter. Don't miss a thing, and it comes right in your inbox.